Hawkeye and Michelle. Michelle, unfortunately, not here today. We will address where she is at 7:40. She has quite an exciting part of her life going on right now. We can't wait to share a little bit more details about that. The reason I bring up her absence today is because she is obviously a huge part of Hawkeye and Michelle's 10,000 for the troops. And I know she would want to be here today because our goal was to get 10,000 cards and letters sent to U.S. service members who are stationed overseas and who were not able to come home for the Christmas season. And we just wanted them to know that, hey, we're thinking about them. We know it's very difficult for you to spend Christmas away from your family. Some folks are 18, 19 years old, never been away for Christmas. Others, possibly, are moms and dads who are away from their kids this Christmas. How tough is that? And so that's why we started this campaign a few years ago. And to get 10,000 cards, it's kind of difficult, to be honest. That's a pretty large number. And I'm going to tell you the number we got this year. And we're still can't believe what happened here. Some are jokingly, but not so jokingly, calling it a bit of a Christmas miracle. We want to thank a couple of folks here before we give you the number here. First of all, we've had a lot of people that volunteered their time and their space to be collection points. Gigi's Cupcakes all throughout the Metroplex, could not have done it with them. The fine folks at Sun and Ski Sports, they also were a collection point. Community Coffee, this is the first time we had them on, and they partnered with some Kroger stores throughout the Metroplex to fill in some gaps also. They helped out. And then the T-Mobile Experience stores, they also helped out collect cards. And then you folks also mailed them, dropped by the station, or maybe came on our live broadcast. We appreciate that. The number that we collected this year, as we said, we're trying to get 10,000 cards. This year, we got 106,332 cards.
Wow.
10 times our goal.
Wow.
We still cannot believe this. Tom was here all week. We were counting them on Wednesday when we left for Thanksgiving. And I think we were at 80,000 cards.
Something
we left
like that, yeah.
With 80,000 cards. And Tom came up multiple times over the weekend to finish the count. So Tom counted over 26,000 cards himself. That takes a long time. Thank you special thanks to all the school groups, the scout groups, the church groups, the individuals, the businesses out there who made this part of their holiday celebration to write a card or a letter for a U.S. service member.
You know, what was amazing going through all of these packages of cards was that, you know, not only that every area, and I mean every area of North Texas was represented, but then we had cards from other cities. We had cards from Houston, Austin, San Antonio, El Paso. We had cards from all over the state and neighboring states. We had them from Louisiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, and California.
I don't know if these people listen to us on the app, if they have friends here in the Metroplex who mention this, but we started getting packages, yes, from other states.
It's
also
amazing.
Said,
it's
you know
amazing.
What, we want to be part of this. It really is a bit of a Christmas miracle when people heard about this. And once again, we don't know if it's word of mouth, if they listen to us on the app, but they wanted to participate. We started getting these packages. Like, I remember when we were counting on Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and you said, look what this one's from Clovis, New Mexico. Like, really? And then like a few minutes later, look at this one. This one's from Oklahoma City. So these were on top of the drop-off points, and people started sending this into us. So once again, if you're just tuning in, our goal was to get 10,000 cards. We got 106,332. So thank you to everybody out there who participated in this. Big thank you to those who wrote the number on the outside of the envelope. How many you collected.
Yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
That meant a lot to us, too. And then, you know, on top of all this, we need a huge thank you also to an organization called Support Our Soldiers, which has been doing this well before we started this. It's just helping soldiers who are stationed overseas and giving them things that they need that they may not have. And Teresa Nelson from Support Our Soldiers has been on board from day one when we told her we wanted to do this. She says, absolutely, let's do this. And she told us a story a couple weeks ago about these cards and letters, what happens when they go to these soldiers. And the amazing thing is you may have written a card that some soldiers, some service members, some Marine may keep for the rest of their life.
One in particular mentioned that whenever he came home, he brought one little small shoebox of personal items back. And inside that box, we went out to actually meet him in person, and it was all of the cards from Support Our Soldiers that people had sent. And so he told me, he said, this is something I will have forever, that I will actually pass on and educate my children how to do the same, to be able to share these words for our military.
How about that?
That's awesome.
How about that? You folks out there who participated, we just can't thank you enough. And We had my dad on a few weeks ago, and my dad was telling us, you know, what it was like to be stationed overseas at Christmas. Tom, you were a Marine. You were overseas also during the holidays. You know what it's like, and it's a very lonely time. And and we had so many soldiers reach out to us, so many service members say, you know what, the fact that someone at home sent us something, took the time, even if it's a child, and the stuff from kids they say is some of the best, it just made us think, oh, you know, folks at home know what we're doing, they support what we're doing here, and it just gave them a little bit of Christmas cheer. So thank you, folks, very, very much. Once again, a record of 106,332 cards.
It's amazing.
For our support, our soldiers, 10,000 for the troops. 10 times what we were hoping for. So I still can't believe that happened.
The good people lived up to their title.
Yeah. We call you folks out there who listen to this radio station, the good people, and you indeed are good people.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.